Amen. 40th chapter of Isaiah. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. Cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, and that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, and the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up to the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Tenth verse in particular. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. I'd like to talk for a brief moment tonight, not long. God will come. Say it with me tonight. God will come. Say it again. God will come. Look at your troubles and look at your needs and look at the impossible situations you face today. And let's say it again. God will come. I tell you tonight, God will come. You're looking at an old hillbilly boy that didn't have much hope. But God has come to me so many times and so many ways. Amen. Oh, nothing less than nothing. But God came. Hallelujah. God came when I cried to him. God came as I waited long sometimes upon him. Ah, but he came. Praise God. He always does. He always comes. Praise God. Your God will come. The Bible says it, and that makes it true. Here he speaks in prophetical terms about John the Baptist's ministry, because that day would come. You know what? It did. John the Baptist came on the scene, crying in the wilderness. Amen. He didn't have a $2,500 or $5,000 PA system. He just had a big, loud voice. He didn't even have a crowd. But you cry long enough, some people will come see what you're crying about. Amen. Yeah. Can you imagine? He didn't have a church to preach in. He just cried. He gathered his church around his cry. Can you imagine walking along somewhere in the bushes of Jordan looking for a place to fish and hearing a grown man billowing voice crying out? What in the world is that? What's going on down the river? Amen. And all of a sudden you decide, well, I better investigate this and forget about fishing for a while. Amen. And you get closer and closer, and the louder it gets, and you notice somebody else out of curiosity peeking through the bushes, you know. Amen. What in the world is that man? Who is he anyhow? Man, he don't look too dressed up or nothing, but sound to me like he's preaching or prophesying. Oh, that's John. You know, you remember Zechariah and Elizabeth, they didn't have no kids, and they finally had this one boy. God gave him this one boy, and amen, he just turned 30, and he's down here in Jordan celebrating his 30th birthday trying to preach. Amen. And so here he is. You know, John, he's kind of strange anyway. He always stayed out there in the wild, and he always stayed out there in the wilderness. Nobody ever thought he'd ever amount to anything. He was a priestly class. See, he was destined to be among the priests. But God had another destiny for John the Baptist. You know what it was? To fulfill Isaiah 40 and 3. Praise God. Here it is. Amen. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness. What was that? That was God come. God came. God came in the form of a preacher, if you will, who had a leathern girdle around his loins, and his cloak was camel's hair, and he lived off the land. What are you having for breakfast, John? Locusts and wild honey. What are you having for lunch, John? Wild honey and locusts. What are you having for supper, John? Locusts and wild honey. What are you having for a midnight snack, John? Wild honey and locusts. Amen. He had a strange diet. Every time we go to the Holy Land, you know, they point us to a carob tree, you know, with those beans hanging on it, you know. And the guide said, "This is St. John's bread." Hogwash. Amen. John would have been glad to have probably some carob bean seeds to eat, but he didn't have any. He had locusts and wild honey. Locusts was a clean animal in the Bible, incidentally. They were allowed to eat them. And so John made his food out. His dress was so strange, and his appetite was so strange. His diet was so strange. In fact, if most of you had to eat John's diet, you wouldn't have any trouble losing weight, because you wouldn't even be there for breakfast. Amen. What's for breakfast this morning, hon? Well, here's some locust. You're talking about those grasshoppers? Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're having. And some wild honey to go on them. I don't care what you're going to pour on them. I ain't eating them. Amen. But if you get hungry enough, you can eat ants. Like, what was that boy's name? It got shot down over in Yugoslavia or somewhere. Amen. And he hid for about 3 days or four or five before he finally got picked up. Amen. He ate ants. The only problem he had with the ants was they wasn't big enough. He had to get a whole lot of them to get very much to eat. Amen. You get hungry enough, you eat locusts. And be glad to have a little wild honey on it. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. John the Baptist, he was strange. He was a little bit different. You'll have to admit. But sometimes God reserves the right to have a little variety. Can you say amen? That's why he made the monkey and the parrot and some of you people. Amen. He reserved the right to a little bit of variety, praise God. Hallelujah. And the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight. But my goodness, he don't look like no priest to me. But you know what John the Baptist was? He was God in a mystery. God had come. Amen. He came in the dimension of John the Baptist. He's going to come in another dimension, and so John the Baptist has come to get them ready for the other dimension. I'm going to tell you that God's coming, and he's going to come in your dimension after a while. He's going to come just exactly in the shape of your need after a while. I said just exactly the shape of your need after a while. Glory to God. You want to be free? God's going to turn you loose. You want to be delivered? God's going to set you free. Hallelujah. God will come. It's a promise. The Lord God will come. Amen. John the Baptist came. Praise God. And here he is, 30 years old. And he starts crying in the wilderness. And he has the longest revival, I suppose, I know about in the Bible, straight running. He has a 6-month revival. A revival of a half a year. He would have a short time to preach. And then a cousin of his in the flesh, amen, would come on the scene. He'd point his finger through the crowd and say, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." Hallelujah. God the Son had walked on the scene. God had come. John had prepared the way. He had prepared the hearts of the people. He was Christ's forerunner. Every preacher needs somebody to recommend them. That is a forerunner. Amen. Even Jesus had to have John to be a success. Amen. Think about that. We've all got to have our John the Baptist somewhere, sometime. No matter how gifted we are, we've got to be discovered by the right one. And they're going to see what nobody else sees. They're going to understand how God has his hand on your life like nobody else. Everybody else will look kind of puzzled. Everybody else will look kind of strange. Ooh, that strange, weird creature, John the Baptist, that eats that strange diet every day. Amen. I tell you what I think about John the Baptist. I think he's got a demon. That's what they said. Amen. He said, he came neither eating nor drinking. And they said, he hath a devil. Amen. Come back, boys. Glad to have you all the way from Bell County, Kentucky. Praise God. John the Baptist came on the scene and prepared the way for the Son of God. Nobody made such an impression on the poor of the wilderness of Judea like John did. One thing that made his ministry so important, he got down where the people were. He got down where the people lived. He was right there on the river. He was available. Centrally located, they could come together. It was downhill all the way from both directions. Amen. Amen. From Gilead, downhill all the way. Praise God. Amen. From Judea, downhill all the way to hear John the Baptist preach. From Samaria and the regions round about, downhill all the way to hear John the Baptist preach. There he was in the greatest amphitheater in the world. Some 600 to 1,100 feet below sea level, depending on where you find yourself. From Galilee to the Dead Sea. Amen. You're down in that big rift that reaches all the way to Egypt. Amen. But it's none deeper than right there. Hallelujah. Below sea level. The best amphitheater. Sound travels well. John the Baptist would use it for his church. Ooh, God had came. He came to the right place. And then just 6 months later, Jesus turned 30 years old. And John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And Jesus begun his ministry. And after Jesus begun his ministry, John the Baptist decreased. It didn't last long. John the Baptist revival ground to a halt. And he was beheaded. And they presented his head in a basket to the king's wife. Amen. Daughter. A terrible thing. Amen. But you see, God was through with John. They couldn't have cut his head off. Amen. If they'd have sawed on it with a chainsaw, they'd have dulled every chainsaw in the country, broke every Gilton in the country. They couldn't have cut his head off till God got through with him. Amen. The only time they could kill John was when he had fulfilled his purpose. His dimension had been fulfilled. I'll tell you something. The devil can't handle you till God gets through with you. You're invincible till God gets through with you. Believe God. Wait on Him. Your destiny and dimension of divinity will be known to all. Amen. Before it's over, who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, meted out the heavens with a span, comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. Look out now. You're about to see God in a completely different dimension. You're about to see how big He is, how immeasurable He is. Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being His counselor, taught Him? With whom took He counsel, and who instructed Him and taught Him in the path of judgment and taught Him knowledge and showed Him to the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket. That's a big God, isn't it? Hallelujah. And are counted as small as the dust of the balance. Behold, He taketh up the isles as a very little thing. Leaven is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before Him are as nothing. They're counted to Him as less than nothing and vanity. To whom then will ye liken God? What likeness will you compare unto Him? And so men, they make Him a god. The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold and casteth silver chain. What'd they do that for? They got tired of waiting for God to come. So they made their own. They got tired of waiting on God. They got tired of waiting on the Spirit. They got tired of praying, so they made them a god. They made them a religion. They created a liturgy, and they falsified God and satisfied people momentarily with it. They raised their little kids on it, and they cut their teeth on it. Amen. And now they're in error for life in a false heretic religion. Amen. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Have it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundation of the earth that it is he that sitteth on the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing and maketh the judges of the earth as vanity? Yea, they shall not be planted, they shall not be sown, yea, their stalk shall not take root in the earth, and he shall not blow upon them. They shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will you liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, and bringeth out their host by number, and calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one that faileth. Praise God. Listen to this. What sayest thou, O Jacob? And speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord. My judgment is passed over from my God. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. I'm still in Isaiah 40. He giveth power to the faint. How many have ever felt faint? How many you feel a little faint tonight? Amen. He's coming to you. He's coming to you. He's coming to you. Of strength. Amen. They shall mount up as the wings of the eagles. You'll be able to rise above your troubles, your depression, your distress, like an eagle on the wing. They shall run and not be weary. Hey, you got your energy back, didn't you? Amen. They shall walk and not faint. I'd like to talk tonight very briefly. God will come. He'll come to you. How do I get him? Wait on him. And don't run away too quick. Wait on him. Hold on to him. You see, I was the only one in my house at home that went on with God. I waited on him. God came to me. The rest of them didn't wait on him. And every time they got in trouble while his back slid out. They got in trouble while he was away from church and away from God. Amen. But I stayed with him. I waited on God. I waited on God when I was 14, 15. I waited on God when I was 16 and started preaching. Oh, I couldn't preach a lick in the road. My first message was 5 minutes long. And still, there ain't a message in this Bible that I can preach unless God gives it to me. Amen. I don't want it. Hallelujah. God told me to tell you He was coming. God told me to tell you He's on the way. God told me to tell you to. You see, I didn't have a message in this whole Bible last night. I didn't have a message in this whole Bible this morning. It wasn't nothing. Amen. But tonight I got something for you. God's coming. Amen. Oh, yeah. You'll be pleasantly surprised how it happens. You'll be wonderfully surprised how the glory rolls and how God moves and how things change and how deliverance is wrought. But your God will come. Let's stand and let's ask the Lord to help us to wait on Him. Not to grow weary or impatient with waiting, but to be ready when He comes on the scene. Hallelujah, Father. We claim deliverance. Father, we claim that victory. Father, we claim that intervention from heaven. Father, we claim that touch from God. We claim that special move of God in that special dimension just to fit the need. I ask in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I feel like you're doing it tonight. For many here tonight, you're comforting your people. Comfort ye, you said, my people. God will come. Hallelujah. God will come. As they say, seek to do those things which are pleasing in His sight. Seek to please thy God in that which He favors. Yea, look ye unto the Lord and do those things which the Lord hath asked thee. And in your obedience thou shalt claim the promise of God. In your obedience and your perseverance in obedience, you will be there when the Lord comes down, and you'll be there when the Lord doth meet you to lay His hand upon your need. Yea, wait thou upon God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise Him. Thank Him. Hallelujah. Thank Him. Praise Him, Lord. Help us to please You. Help us to do that which You're pleased with. That which You can favor. Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name. Let His praise be upon your lips continually. And fret not. Be a people of faith that believe God. I say unto you, don't be over anxious nor weary. Wait on thy God, and He shall come. He shall give thee strength. Yea, He shall cause you to mount up as the wings of the eagle and make your feet like hinds' feet. Thou shalt climb thy mountains and stand upon thy high places in God. Yea, wait thou upon thy God. Fret not, but wait. Yea, don't be anxious, but wait. Don't worry, but praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise Him, children. Praise Him, children. Praise Him, children. Hallelujah. 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 I'm coming to you. Yea, and to you, and to you. I'm coming to you. Only believe. Let your faith be centered on God. Yea, and your faith will convey Him to you. For I'm coming to you. Thy God shall come. Hallelujah. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah. All things are possible. He makes the difficult look easy. He makes the impossible look so easy when He comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to give an altar call. They're going to sing. Make a run for it. Praise God. Let the Lord help you. You'll find you'll be just right on time. Right on time. Hallelujah.
He came to me. He came to me.
I'm coming, Lord.
That's why, Lord, to thee.
Wash me.
Cleanse
me. In thy blood that flows from Calvary.
When I could not come to where He was, He
came
to me.
In Jesus' name.
Oh,
yes.
He came
yes.
to
Thank
me.
You, Lord. Amen. We claim
he
divine intervention
to me.
Touching power of God.
When
yes.
I could not come.
We claim this, Father.
To where
in Jesus'
he was,
name.
He
our
came
God shall come.
To me.
Our God shall come. Hallelujah.
That's why.
Hallelujah.
He died.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
On Calvary.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
When I could not come
yes.
to where He was,
yes.
He came to me.
Ah, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The gulf
that
separated
hallelujah.
Me from Christ my Lord. It was so vast, the crossing I could never ford. From where I was to His demand, it seemed so far. I cried, dear Lord, I cannot come to
to God in His altars.
He came to me.